Can you believe? Look what can you look? It's can the cat dragged it. You can you understand? It's Skip Skipley.
Oh man, look at that!
Hey guys,
hi,
how's it going?
Skip, how are you, Skip?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too. Are you doing anything special for the Christmas and the New Year's?
Well, me and a bunch of the announcers get together and we take the plane and go caroling across the country.
Wow! Oh, that's wonderful.
Wow, that's lovely. Getting everybody into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, and we've got like we dress up like old Victorian characters and everything.
Oh, wow. Who's got the best voice?
It's got to be Wink Martindale.
Wink's up there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Don't tell him I said it, but it's probably Trebek.
Oh, Trebek. Mm. Yeah, because he would never let you live that down.
No.
Ooh, sorry. Sorry. I'm the best. Sorry.
Sorry, I can hit that high C.
That's right. And answer that question in a form of a answer that in the form of a question. Sorry. All right. That's my. Is that a pretty good Alex Trebek?
He got scared a bit.
Did you think you thought I was here?
Yeah.
You thought Alex, yeah.
I was expecting you to walk in with a handful of poutine or something.
Yeah. A handful.
That's how Trebek eats it.
Boy, and you never question.
What
Trebek.
A slob!
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
He eats poutine by the hand. What a slob!
Yeah. They make it just in his hand. It's very sustainable.
He goes through a lot of napkins.
No, he just licks it all off.
He licks it all off.
By the way, Esmeralda, I too vote in favor of bringing in that store that you posted about Facebook that is zero waste. They don't.
Right?
You bring your own containers in, and then you just take what you need from the big bins of cereal or flour or whatever.
Exactly.
You need.
Yeah.
The jet runs on just peat moss, so.
Peat moss?
See, look at that, man. Saving the earth.
All right, saving the earth.
One plane at a time.
All right. All right, well, let's hear the thing. Yeah. All right. Shall we begin?
We shall.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Please provide us a line or two from Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, man. Yeah, thank you, Courtney. I got Courtney Cox in here dancing around with her. Okay. I ain't nothing but tired, and I'm looking all the way. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. I ain't looking for nothing. This gun is for hire, even if I'm just dancing in the dark. Dancing in the dark.
Tremendous.
Thank you.
Was Bruce here? I felt his presence.
Yeah. He and Alex Trebek are hanging out in the back.
He was on the jet.
Because he was just here, too. All right.
Esmeralda, what quote-unquote friend does Bruce pull on stage to dance with him?
I knew it anyway.
You would have known it anyway.
Courtney Cox. Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah. All right.
What classic American novel is the inspiration for the title of Bruce's 1995 album, The Ghost of Tom Joad?
Oh, oh no. Grapes of Wrath.
That is correct.
Dan, if Dan were here, he'd kill me if I wouldn't have gotten
it. He's in the lobby right pretty now. Much. He's gritting his teeth.
That's what that noise is.
Oh, man.
Esmeralda. The sax player in this band has the same first name as what movie angel? The sax player in this band has the first name as what movie angel?
Oh, is it from It's a Wonderful Life?
That is correct.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Wow.
Clarence.
What?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, and?
Clarence. Clarence Clemens, by the way, sax player. Yeah.
Did he pass away?
The late, great Clarence Clemens. He was a very cool big dude. Big dude. All right. What happened now?
We will be flipping to the other side
of the flipped,
card.
He just flipped.
Skip flipped.
Skip flipped, flipped. All right.
These are all multiple choice.
Oh, boy.
Good.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
What's the most popular cosmetic surgery procedure? Is it A, liposuction? B, nose job. C, breast augmentation. D, facelift.
Ay, ay, ay. But this is hard, man. I'm going to go facelift.
That is incorrect.
Breast augmentation?
Liposuction.
Liposuction.
Oh, yeah. It's real easy now.
Yeah, sure. Stick a tube in your gut and suck.
Yeah, but they don't. It's like a... like an outpatient procedure nowadays. They make like a little tiny cut and then they just shove the
And then Brad Pitt and Edward Norton steal all the fat from the garbage.
And then they make wonderful soap.
Right. All right. Hey, these are questions now that are just pop culture questions.
Or somehow related to the previous question. I don't know how
cosmetic surgery.
Dancing in the dark.
Did Bruce Willis? Bruce Springsteen be accused of cosmetic surgery? Because remember, he was all buff. He got all buffed up for Born in the USA. He weighed like 140 pounds for most of his albums. All of a sudden, he's all buffed up.
And people thought he had...
I don't know.
No.
But it was a body transformation. Maybe that had...
Maybe there was something in the song about...
Right, or just the fact you're dancing in the dark. And you're not seeing
If
the
anybody
body.
Knows
right.
why that question would be there...
Then you can dance in the
that's
light.
That's right.
Esmeralda... How many friends did the average American say that they have? Is it A, 100, B, 8, C, 14, D, 29?
What?
Average?
How many friends does the average American say they have?
These are all very high numbers.
A, 100, B, 8, C, 14, D, 29.
I'm going to go C, 14.
That is incorrect.
Is it 8?
It is 8.
Man!
You got to go with the lowest one.
Well, I was thinking, is that going to be real sad?
100. Who the hell 100?
Is it going to be real just depressing if I go 8?
Well, this is before Facebook. I've got 5,000 on Facebook. So, all right.
Grape Ape
appeared
with what cartoon duo? Was it Heckle and Jekyll, Beanie and Cecil, Tom and Jerry, or Ren and Stimpy? Grape Ape appeared with what cartoon duo? Heckle and Jekyll, Beanie and Cecil, Tom and Jerry, Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Grape Ape. B.
That is incorrect.
Who is it?
Tom and Jerry.
Well, that's the end of that card, right?
Nope. One more for Esmeralda.
One more for Esmeralda. All right. I was wishful thinking.
Esmeralda, Clarence, the cross-eyed lion... Start on what 60s TV show? A, Call Me Bawana. B, Zoo Story. C, Doctari. D, Clarence. And your choices for Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion start on what 60s
By the way, they made
TV
a movie
show?
With Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion as well.
Really? Call Me Bawana. B, Zoo Story. D, Doctari. D, Clarence.
Zoo Story.
That is incorrect. Doctari.
Cross-eyed?
Yeah, he's a cross-eyed lion. I'm not kidding. It was a real thing.
Oh, that's so depressing.
It was a real thing.
They made a movie.
Yeah, they put glasses on him. I'm not kidding. Yes, I'm not kidding.
Do you have this DVD? I want to watch
I
that.
I do not.
I want to watch Clarence the cross-eyed lion wearing eyeglasses.
Yeah, it's 2-1. I'm in the lead. Exciting game.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Skip, I'm surprised... that they did not have the question, what critically acclaimed American director directed the video?
That would be a good trivia question.
Does anybody know?
No.
If I say Carrie or Scarface?
Brian De Palma?
Exactly.
Oh,
yep.
Interesting.
Yep. Most uncharacteristic Brian De Palma piece ever.
I wonder why he did.
No women get he did for the money. He was, at the time, he had just released... He had just come off of Scarface, which was almost the end of his career.
Oh.
And so he was like, I got to do something. And then he did Body Double. And then right out of that, he did Body Double. So he took like this weird break. He did Scarface. And then like Scarface was not received well.
Right.
It was not. It was ripped apart by the critics. It did at the box office. It wasn't until the hip hop community grabbed onto that movie some years later that it got the cult status that it got. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I'll take anything.
And he's friends with Bruce.
He's friends with Bruce.
Oh, I threw him a bone.
And so Bruce said, go ahead, direct the video. And he discovered Courtney Cox. Brian De Palma discovered Courtney Cox.
Wow.
And then he went on to do Body Double, which everybody hated again. was fantastic.
Just can't win.
It's a great movie, though. All right. We'll be at Skip just retired. I hope he comes back.
He did. Let's hope so.
Okay. When this album came out, Esmeralda, Check Your Head came out.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to ride in my car because that's all I had playing in my car for like 3 months straight. It's my favorite Beastie Boys record. I know everybody loves Paul's Boutique, and I do love Paul's Boutique. Check Your Head. I love that album. Jesse, Beastie Boys on 2 for Tuesday. Yeah! So what you want? Nick DiGilio here. We are playing pop-up video. Almost forgot what it was called. We got to get the cats ready. I see the floating cats outside. The army of cats just carried Dave into the sports department. Yeah. There's a giant litter box in the hallway. And we're ready to go. Oh, Skip, look who's back. He's back. He didn't retire all the way.
Oh, good.
Hi, Skip.
Hi, guys. By the way, I want to congratulate Dave and the cats because the Northwestern Wildcats are taking on the Kentucky Wildcats in the Music City Bowl.
In the Music City Bowl.
So it is going to be a cat-stravaganza.
Wow. How are you going to – they're going to mix up the mascots. How are you going to know one mascot from the other? Dave? Can you tell one mascot from the other?
I think I'll be able to.
You'll be all right.
You know, actually, they played the Cougars last night in basketball.
Oh, okay.
From Chicago State, so I think they've got a little warm-up going.
How did they do last night?
Cats versus cats. They had the most lopsided win in the history of the program.
For or against?
For.
Oh, 90, okay.
96 to, I think it was 96 to 31.
What? What?
I lost count after a while, and I was doing the game.
Well, the cats are here. Dave is here. He'll be doing sports just a little bit. But now let's get to our second round here. Esmeralda, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Culture Club's Karma Chameleon.
Comma, chameleon, you come and go, you come and go. Like my dreams, red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green. Wow. I think that's the most I've known of a song.
That was the best. The cats have just gone nuts.
Yeah.
The cats have gone crazy. And Dave just gave the thumbs up because all the cats were going crazy.
By the way, I like to think that the Northwestern Wildcats and the Kentucky Wildcats, they're brothers.
Yeah.
And they're now in a fight.
Gotcha. So it's like when Peyton and Eli have to face off against each other in football. Is that what you're talking about?
They're like estranged cousins.
Got it. Estranged cousins. All right. What's next? There, Skip.
On what American river is this video supposedly set? On what American river is this video supposedly set?
No, Mississippi?
You are correct.
What else?
That makes sense.
I know there's a lot of rivers. I don't want to hear people going, there are a lot of rivers, but Mississippi is the most iconic.
Right. And they're on that, not a steamboat, but what's that one with the wheel in the back?
You're going to have to, you might not want to be saying all this stuff.
Well, I don't know the name, so
I think
it's
actually is a steamboat.
Yeah, I think it is a steamboat.
Okay.
Esmeralda. Which member of Culture Club was Boy George, making time with?
Oh, I have no clue.
Drummer John Moss.
I would have not known. I would have known that in 1986.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've completely forgot about it now.
Time traveled back.
Yeah.
I could have pointed him out to you.
Right. That guy.
I knew which one it was by look, but I couldn't tell you names.
The guy with a hat.
He had the dark hair.
Yes, he did. Dark curly hair.
In the video.
Yeah.
Lyric quiz.
Oh, boy.
I think you'll be all right. What colors are boys' dreams?
Oh,
red, gold, and green.
That is correct.
Okay.
Red, gold, and green.
Cats just went nuts again.
They perked up.
Okay.
Flip into the other
side
of the card.
Skip, flipped.
What countries were rivals during the Falkland Islands War? Was it Paraguay and Britain?
Okay, good.
Argentina and Brazil. Ireland and Chile. D, Britain and Argentina. Which countries were rivals during the Falkland Islands War?
What was it again?
Paraguay and Britain. Argentina and Brazil. Ireland and Chile. D, Britain and Argentina.
A.
That is incorrect. Britain and Argentina. D. Yes.
Okay.
I knew it was Britain.
Yes.
Why?
That's good.
Okay.
Another multiple choice.
Yeah.
Which of these is a nickname for the Mississippi River? The Tired Old General, the American Nile, Waterway of Champions, Lazy Louie. Which of these is a nickname for the Mississippi River?
I hope it's Waterway of Champions.
The Tired Old General, the American Nile, Waterway of Champions, Lazy Louie.
I'm going to say American Nile.
That is correct.
These are all
Old Miss. It's the Old Miss.
Esmeralda, another multiple choice for you. Mm-hmm. Which of the following is not a drummer? A, Ginger Baker. B, Phil Collins. C, John Bon Jovi. D, Sheila E.
Come on,
that
man!
Is correct.
John Bon Jovi,
Kidding me? John Bon Jovi is the one that did this?
I was really expecting that one to be a little more difficult.
My God. I mean, they threw Ginger Baker in. I was like, okay, that's cool. She's not going to know that that's the drummer from Cream. So that's just cool. And then all of a sudden, no, John Bon Jovi.
There we go. Final question.
Uh-oh! You can't win, Esmeralda. All right.
Name three colors of the rainbow.
Yellow, blue, and red.
That is correct.
For a second, I was really hoping you would have gotten it wrong because you looked so just like, what?
Yeah.
I know this answer.
I was like, what? What are you? What? All right, final score. I kind of beat you good here. 6-3.
Oh, so me not knowing the Falkland War.
No, didn't have any bearing on the situation whatsoever. No. American Nile. All right, Esmeralda, that was fun.
Yes.
All right, we'll probably do a celebrity name game at some point this week as well. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Rick Geezer's going to be here.
Very fun.
Sports Songs Christmas Edition. Okay.
Can't wait for Honky the
Christmas Goose.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next.